August. August is, I said we're going to have special music in August. I know that Gayla wasn't here today. She was, as soon as we get her back, and she's going to have a wonderful tune to share with us. I know that you're getting ready, some of you, for, how do you say it, Jill? You say the beach. Yeah, the beach. The beach. I know that, what's that? You have to teach me how to do that. The beach. I'm going to the beach. I know that some of you have, summertime, and I tell you, I like summertime, but I look so forward to fall coming, a little bit of cooler weather like that. I love the fall of the year. This is usually the time when the gardens are kind of much, pretty much peaked out there, and you've got all those tomatoes and squash and all those wonderful things and going. And I look forward to the changes of the season. We've been trying to, in this month of August, to kind of look at some of the Psalms. And today I'm going to read for you three verses out of Psalm 126. It reads, "When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion." You can think about the fortunes of Zion. Remember, these folks have been in a lot of trouble. They dealt with a lot. Think of those that have been captive for so long. "When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream." Verse 2 reads, "Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations," I want to hear this, "Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today, and just open our minds and hearts for a moment, God, that we can receive that special truth, each one, from you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, all God's people. Amen. Amen. They'd been through a lot. They'd been through challenges as a nation. God's chosen people had been through a lot. Hear those amens? I love it. You keep them going. How are the animals doing back there? I love it. I love it back there. I tell you, before you go, you gotta say hi to over there. Somewhere in that back pew, I can't see her right now. She may be hiding, but there's a wealth of information back there she was sharing with me this morning over there. I love that hair. Oh my goodness. God's people had been through a lot. But then the time came for them to glorify God. And it says we were like those who dream, when then our mouth was filled. Our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. And because of that, all the nations said that these people have been blessed. Just seems like this summer has been we've been through a lot. Seems like this summer that we've been through challenges. We faced things that we did not expect that we would have to face this summer, but God has been faithful to His people. I know that some of the times within this church, and I know when I was young and early on, sometimes I'd make excuses for so much music, for sometimes in God's house for so much laughter. Then God has been teaching me for year after year after year after year that laughter is a beautiful thing. I can think back to the night before I preached my father's funeral. I'd gone to the mountains and I had given my mother some homework to do. Felt good giving her homework to do. Wasn't as good as going to the beach, but it was good to give her homework to do. Because I'd ask her, I said, just jot down things, just jot down notes, just fill in the blanks here. And As the family were gathered in that kitchen the night before the funeral, a very unique thing happened. One of the siblings they brought up a story about Pop. And we started to laugh. And it was almost like I wanted to make an excuse for the laughter, but I began to realize that laughter was part of the beginning of healing. Instead of sitting there and we'd been through a tough time. My mother had dealt with Pop for the last 4 years of his life and that terrible disease of Alzheimer's, and oh, what a devastating thing. But we were focused upon things that brought a smile. We were focused upon things that brought us laughter that evening. And actually, we sat there and did more laughing than we did crying that night, because we'd already shed enough tears. When I stood in front of this congregation and we were having a homecoming for Brother Joe Vogel, and we sang that first song, and here popped up Brian, and here popped up Jessup, and started to give us a little standing ovation. And Brian says, "You know, that's what Joe would have done." And I just started to laugh. And that laughter was a step towards healing. This past week, I got to do one of the things that I enjoy the most. Got to cut the grass at Mount Calvary. Occasionally, if you'll drive by, you will see old white-haired guy get on a little riding mower. I don't push that mower much anymore. Nope. But I get on that lawnmower and I just cut the grass, because I have always enjoyed, I know this sounds silly, I have always enjoyed cutting grass. Especially when you have a riding lawnmower. The first year when I went away to college, I had the responsibility before I left to cut the pretty good size. We had a couple acres over there and I always cut it with a push mower. First fall when I came back from the first break we had in college, I walked back, looked in the garage, and there was a brand new riding mower. I said, "Pop, what's this?" And he, "You don't think I was going to push that mower, do you, son?" That's why I had you. This week when I was cutting the grass and I was on that riding mower, along towards the back of the church over here, you'll see a beautiful crepe myrtle. That crepe myrtle, the ladies got together from God's Girl. They went down and they went down here to the nearest produce stand they could find. I think they put the strong arm, from what I understand, that Janet Robertson went down there and put the strong arm on Carrie Knowles and said, "We want a beautiful crepe myrtle in honor of Charlie's brother, Paul." And if you look at it, I encourage you when you leave the service here today to just go back there and just see how beautiful it is. And every time that I go by it, I smile, because I think about all the wonderful times and the laughter that my brother and I, that we shared together. There's been enough time for crying. And I believe that God has given us a wonderful gift of laughter within this church. I have shed more tears than anywhere else in my life within this church, but I've also shared more smiles and more laughter. My brother was a big country music fan. When I grew up, there in the kitchen, when you got up in the morning, they had the old transistor radio playing up on top of the refrigerator over there. Matt, just go like this. None of this will apply. We'll explain transistor radio to you later on, Matt. And it was always on country music. My mother was a huge fan, and her favorites were Tex Ritter and Ernest Tubb and all these. Wow. And I would always give my brother a hard time because he knew how many church songs I knew. We'd come in, and he loved come out on Wednesday night and visit with us. And he'd hear the guy singing. We'd go over stuff, and he'd go, "Oh, but it's not like that good old country music like that." And I would give him a hard time because I said, some of the titles of the songs that you listen to are different. About a month ago, I went down to Janet and Herbie's to their big yard sale down there, and I saw a book. And the title of this book is, it's the great, let me see if I got it right. Joe, read it. What's the title of the book exactly? Let's try again, Joe, from the top. Wait a minute, Joe, stand up.
The great American Country Songbook.
The Great American Country Songbook. It's there? And when I saw this book, I thought of two people. I thought of my brother, and I also thought about Joe Tippett. Because... can you read the price on that songbook?
$1.
Joe is worth it. Joe is worth it. So Joe, come on up here.
Come here. All right, now, what I want you to do, Joe, is see the ones I've highlighted?
Oh, yeah.
Start at the bottom and read them out until we get to the top there.
Ruby, don't take your love to town.
Ruby, don't take your love to town. Do that one because Ruby's not here today.
From Graceland to the Promised Land.
From Graceland to the Promised Land over there.
Another honky-tonk night on Broadway. I was country when country wasn't cool. If drinking don't kill me, her memory will.
You got to do it. got to be tuned in Mount Calvary. You know? People of Zion, but after experiencing that, they filled their mouths with laughter. And they put songs on their lips. And the people around them knew that they had been blessed of God. Sometimes your laughter is just a people that you're here. And God gives you people. He gives you support during times that you struggle. Calvary very long, but we're going to have a laugh. I encourage you, be yourself. Be the way that God has just made you up. Be willing to share the tears, the gifts, but also be willing to share the laughter.